What is up, everybody? It's your man, Not Do It Barber, back with another Beyond the Chair podcast. Let me see if that works. There we go. Man, the mic just fell out. These potholes are no joke in Dallas, guys. I wanted to do this podcast where I do it from the car and just kind of talk, because a lot of times I'm in the car a lot. And sometimes I was like, man, I'd love to do one where I'm just in the car driving and all that. But as the title suggests, man, barbershops are closed everywhere. And all this leads to is opportunity. Opportunity for what, you might ask? People getting looted. I probably need to change this thing because it might be annoying. This might be a little shaky, guys, so I apologize for all the people that are watching this. It might be a little frustrating until I get in the highway, but I gotta go to the bank and I've gotta go by the barbershop too. So yesterday, me and a few of the barbers in our barbershop, we have like this group chat, and I don't know who it was exactly, but they were saying that one of the barbershops around the corner from us almost got looted, and there's a Dollar General like right next to them. Now we're literally, I mean, around the corner, I mean, less than a half mile away from them. And this barbershop, they've been there for less than a year. It's a really nice barbershop, really nice, like rustic feel. You know, they got the modern antique barber chairs and, you know, things like that. Really nice barbershop. And yeah, they said they tried to loot that and the Dollar General. Now, I'm going to go to my barbershop here once I get done with the bank. I need to deposit some money. I've been kind of sitting on this money. And I was like, let me just deposit this because, of course, I'm not gonna be able to do anything. Shout out to everyone that's watching. Depending on where you live, where your barbershop is located, man, if your barbershop is in a not so nice area, I feel for you. Jason, if you're watching, you probably know where I'm headed. I'm about to hop on 30 here. So I'm about to head towards Rowlett and Rockwall. I gotta go drive all the way out here to my bank, which kind of sucks because my bank is not near my house, unfortunately. Jeez, I know that video is probably shaky. I apologize, guys. But yeah, I know this is annoying, but I don't want to switch banks, which I might be forced to for like smaller transactions, but the bulk of my transactions I might keep with this bank that I have already. And I apologize if the video's shaky, guys. You gotta bear with me. But this is a real scenario. You know, could your barbershop be at risk of getting looted? I mean, if you have a security system, you know, it helps, obviously, but if people just do a quick smash and grab in your barbershop, you know, your security system, it ain't gonna help you all that much, especially if it's like a gang of them and they just do a smash and grab job. You know, you're done. But so John is saying he took all of his tools out, which that's a very smart move. I didn't take all of my tools out because I was thinking like, oh, I'll be back in a couple weeks. But I made sure I took my camera for my YouTube videos, the expensive stuff, and I took like certain items out. But for those of you guys that have barbershops that are empty, especially if it's in a remote area where you don't live that close to your barbershop, or if your barbershop's in a shady area, I would recommend that you go and get your stuff. I highly recommend that you go and get your tools. Now, the reason for me going to my barbershop, I'm not going to get my tools. I may grab some tools, actually. Maybe to cut my son's hair, because if you guys don't know, I have a full barber station at my house. So I can literally cut hair at my house. I have a full barber, I have an antique barber chair, mirror station, everything. Barber side, all that. But I'm not cutting from home, but I may cut my son's hair once it's time for him to go back to school, because it's been a while since he had a haircut. And who knows, maybe I'll shoot a YouTube video. But back to the subject and matter at hand, and don't forget to, guys, smash the like button if you're feeling it. So, guys, be careful. I hope your owner has a security system. I hope your owner has security cameras where he can monitor it. Because, man, no matter how safe it is, he can have the security cameras. He can have the police on standby, but if people just do a smash and grab, that's not gonna help you. And either you or the barbershop owner has insurance, because that's what's gonna save you, is the insurance, potentially. You know, you can go back and file a claim. But I don't know if you guys are on, but some buddies of his, their barbershop got broken into, and they took a bunch of stuff. Who said that? I gotta take the Ivy Max says, you gotta take the tools home. Those masters are half a grand. That is true. That is true. I'm probably, yeah, you know what? I am gonna take some tools home. I'm just gonna be honest. I have a lot of expensive stuff in my suite. You know, just to be honest, I have a lot of expensive stuff there. So it's not like I'm gonna come through and take every damn thing. It's impossible. Now, let's be a little bit selfish here, okay? Let me talk selfishly. Okay, let me be a little bit selfish. It's starting to rain here, guys, if you guys haven't noticed. But since I work in the suite that I work in is in the back of the barbershop. Now, let's say people were to loot my barbershop where I work. I would only cross my fingers, right, and hope that they don't know to go all the way to the back of the barbershop and know that there's stuff back there as well. I will hope they would be like, that door is closed, there's nothing in there. That does sound selfish, because that means I would want them to take everyone else's stuff. But a lot of the stuff I have, I'm not sure if a looter would be interested in. Like, yes, I have a 42-inch flat screen there. I have a bunch of antique barber stuff back there, like vintage decorative barber pieces. I got a barber pole in there. It's funny, the day that I actually put a lot of stuff up, I was putting a lot of stuff in the barber shop. I put up my barber pole, I put up some other vintage signs and did some other stuff. And as you guys know, I got the ring light in there. I'm not gonna take the ring light home. Honestly, I don't think I'm gonna do it. I might for some of these YouTube. In the comments below, it's Link talking about barbershop. Imagine, because I'm gonna go to my barbershop. You guys are gonna see me pull up to my barbershop. And I'm actually gonna show you guys the barber from our barbershop in our text group. I'm kind of curious to see if what he says was true. He was saying that if you're just tuning in, he was saying that the Dollar General and a barbershop pretty much close to that Barber General, they were getting looted. People were trying to loot those two. Now, we're gonna go find out. We're all gonna go find out, okay? I wanna know. I'm curious to know if this is true or not. And if it is true, I'm gonna show you guys how bad the damage is. So I'm almost to the bank. I'll probably be there in about 5 minutes. But how are you guys enjoying your quarantine, guys? Are you guys being productive? I will hope, you know, guys, I will hope. I hope you guys are being productive. You know, not a whole lot to do, but there's a whole lot to get done. So, like me personally, I'm getting a lot of stuff done. You know, doing a lot of things that, I'll just use the word neglected because, you know, when you're busy as a barber, you know, things tend to get neglected. Whether it's purposeful or just because you're just so busy, but these things happen, guys. So like me, I'm trying to take care of a lot of stuff that I've ignored, that I've put on the back burner for so long. I'm just trying to use this time to be very productive and use this time to make some smart moves. So I'd recommend that you guys do the same in this time because you got a month, guys. Like, if you guys don't come back with a better you, a new skill, new mindset, new ideas. Yeah, you're about to watch Barber PD. I'm about to catch some people. You know what's funny? I had a customer text me this morning. He was asking me if I was cutting hair tomorrow. I told him, yeah. I was like, I'll just ignore the governor's warnings and everything. I was like, yeah, I'll be there ignoring the governor. I was like, oh my goodness. I don't know if he was serious or not, to be honest with you, because it's kind of funny. Say working from home, spending the next month. Yeah, personal development within my field. Yeah. Say only barbers for friends. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, you know. Keep it tight, you know, because this is not a time to be loosey-goosey, guys. This is not the time to be loosey-goosey all over the place. You know, I know you're bored, you know, in the house cooped up. I mean, I get it. You know, I get bored too. You know, trying to find ways to stay busy, stay active, you know. And this is the thing too, guys. Like, if you guys live in these little 800 square foot, 1,000 square foot, 1,200 square foot houses or apartments, dude, I'm telling you, it's kind of hard to get away. I'm not gonna lie, it's hard to get away in those little tight spaces, especially if you have a family, if you have kids and things like this. It's hard. Like, luckily for me, you know, I could be on one side of the house, the family could be on the other side of the house, or my wife, kids, they can go upstairs and get away in the little private area. You know, but give each other space, guys. Like, don't be up under each other all the time. Like, you want to have and give your partner some space because, yeah, you can love them, but I'm telling you, it gets played out real quick being up under somebody all the damn time. Now, I'm at my bank, all right? Let me make this little deposit. We got the Maserati right there to the right of me. I wonder if I know this guy. I know one of my clients. He has he's a buddy of mine too, but
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing? All right, guys, business first. All right, so making a little deposit, guys. As you see, there's the McDonald's line right ahead of me. You guys can see that. McDonald's, they're busy. Most restaurants or chains like this, they're busy. You know, of course, the inside isn't open, but the drive-thru is popping. You know, Chick-fil-A, their drive-thru was popping. You know, the other day I drove by there and popping. So I got to get some gas too. And smash the like button, guys, if you're in the building. Jason, he's saying I'm broke. Now, okay, so for everyone who's broke or having financial troubles, this is the time to get pissed off, okay? This is the time that you need to tell yourself, never again. I remember when 08, 09 happened and I was broke. I didn't have money, people were coming up, people were buying houses for cheap, like dirt cheap back in 09, 2010. Like they were just like, oh, it was just disgusting how many people came up during that little crisis. And trust me guys, as bad as this seems right now, trust me, there are people that are coming up off the coronavirus. There are people that are leveling up. There's people that are gonna come out this thing richer. People are already making millions of dollars. So just imagine once we get through this thing. Okay? Get pissed off, guys. If you're broke right now, if you're struggling, get pissed off right now. Tell yourself this is never gonna happen again. Okay? Tell yourself that I'm not gonna be in this situation again. If I'm ever confronted with a situation like this again, that I'm gonna make sure that I'm prepared, okay? Because a lot of people are not prepared. What up, Eddie? Eddie Munster out here, I see you. But yeah, this is a time to get pissed off, guys. Take this shit personal, okay? Don't take this fight laying down. Don't just lay down when it comes to this. Take this personal, okay? About to get my stuff back. No, that's it. Thank you. You two stay safe. Corona free. Okay, guys. So I'm done at the bank. The dude in the Maserati, he was looking real shady. He was looking all over his shoulder like I was about to draw down on him. But so I'm headed to the barbershop, guys. So moment of truth. We're gonna see if my barbershop is still standing, if the windows are busted out. Oh, y'all about to watch me wreck my car live. You guys are about to see, And also, I'm gonna show you guys that barbershop they said was looted or potentially looted. I'm gonna see if it's still standing. I'm gonna see what's going on, okay? We're gonna take a little trip down memory lane, okay? We'll be there in probably 10 minutes or less. Nah, I wouldn't say less. Probably like 10, 15 minutes. So let's talk, guys. What do you guys want to talk about as I trek to the barbershop, okay? It's raining here in Texas, as you can see. It got cold, actually. It was kind of weird because I woke up, came out, I had to jump my car because my car battery died, which is pissing me off. And it was okay. I literally come out like 20 minutes later and it's cold. Weird weather, weird. I know the weather in Florida is even crazier. I mean, I lived in Florida too, so I can attest to that. But let's talk, guys. Like, what do you guys want to talk about? I mean, you guys just want to watch me drive, you know? SBA loans is a good topic. I talked about this, John Madrid. I talked about this in another live stream, but I'll give you guys the brief of it, okay? The SBA loan, okay, is for, there's the SBA loan, then there's the PPP, okay? If you're self-employed or if you're a barbershop owner, you can apply for this. You can apply for up to $10 million, which you're not, you know, there's no need for you to have $10 million, okay? But $10,000 of that loan is forgivable when used for authorized expenses, okay? So if you have rent, utilities, payroll, things like this, insurances, maybe a mortgage, you can use this for that purpose, okay? And $10,000 of it is forgivable. So if your landlord is not offering you leniency, apply. They only offer $10 billion of this money to be allocated towards small businesses, and it's first come, first serve, guys. If you want to go do the SBA loan portion, it's very easy. I filled out the application myself. It takes about 5 minutes, 10 at the max. You know, if you go on the website, it'll say, oh, the process should take you about 2 hours. No, that's not true. You can fill this form out in about 5 to 10 minutes. They say the response time is 3 days, the turnaround. I don't know how true that is or not, but just go to sba.gov, okay? Eddie's about to go on a crazy coke binge if he gets this money. So yeah, the SBA loan, that's pretty much the gist of it, guys. It's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward. That was a part of stimulus package number 3, if you guys aren't really paying attention to the news and stuff. I've read parts of the stimulus bill. Not sure if any of you guys have read part of the stimulus bill, but it's very long. It's over 800 pages. There's a lot of stuff in all 3 of the bills. And there might be another stimulus bill, maybe a part 4. I'm not sure. That there's some talks about it. Now, Jason is asking, and guys, toss some questions in the comments while I, you know, while we make this trek to the barbershop to see if my barbershop is still alive. Now, Jason is asking, any price adjustments when y'all get back to the shop? Me personally, hell no. Hell no. You wanna know why? Most people are not self-employed, which they got a tax return. We're still in tax season, guys, if you haven't noticed. Yes, they did push the tax deadline back to July 15th, but we're still in tax season, which means the tax time baller should still have some money. The tax time baller should still be hanging on to a little bit of change, all right? They should still hang on to a little bit of change, okay? They should still have some money left over. Okay, and you know what? You know what else they're gonna have? They're gonna have stimulus money. Offering any sort of price break on my services. These people more than have enough money, especially if you got them clients that live at home with their mama. Ain't got no bills. Hell no. Next question, okay? Eddie said he might buy half of Con Air with that 10K. Hey, man, don't spend it all in one place, Eddie. Eddie, spend your money wisely. Don't let it burn a hole through your pocket. Anybody, do you guys have any more questions? I'm going to be coming to the barbershop soon. Probably in about, I'd say about 10 minutes. I almost forgot I have to drive through some side roads and things like this. What about raising the price? Okay, Jason asks. Okay, and guys, don't just be eye and ear hustling. Get active in the damn video. Smash the like button. I'm risking my life on these streets. Okay, smash the like button if you're feeling it. All right, leave some comments, ask some questions. I know you're bored. You probably just want to listen to me talk, and that's great. Okay? That's great. You probably want to see me smash into the back of this Ford F-150. That'd probably be more entertaining. That'd be the liveliest thing that you've seen all quarantine. But hopefully that's not going to happen. Okay? But Jason is saying raising the price. Now, I'm not going to raise my price because I think that's a little unethical. That's a little bit unfair. Now, if you talk about... house calls. Oh, I'm charging an Uber premium for house calls. I keep telling everyone, if you want me to do house calls, it's very simple. Simply add me as the beneficiary on your life insurance policy. Then I'll gladly do your house call for free. Okay? Now, I'm not doing any house calls, because the risk is not worth the reward. I will be just fine without that little $200. I'll be okay. I am not worried about it, okay? I know some of you guys need the money. I know like some of you guys are like, oh, but guys, this is what I'm telling you. Now is the time to get pissed off. Damn, something just hit my windshield. I don't know what the, did y'all hear that? Now is the time to get pissed off, guys. if you're in a tight spot right now, use this time to get pissed off and come back with a vengeance. Man, I got to get over. Hey, my exit's in the half mile. I got to cut this dude off. Watch. Speed racer. Dang, this dude's trying to get over too. I got to get grimy, y'all. No turn signal and all that. All right, so Eddie is asking, yesterday was the last day all of my clients paid either double or triple without asking. Shout out to Eddie's clients. You know what I'm saying? As a barber, you want clients that respect your industry. They respect your profession. And more importantly, they respect what you do as a barber and what you bring to the table. Shout out to Eddie's mother-loving clients, all right? Shout out to them, because look, I'm telling you, this is the ultimate sign of loyalty. This is the ultimate sign of seeing who's with you and who's against you, who's going to ride with you or who's going to abandon ship like a filthy effing rat, okay? Uh-oh, cops got somebody. You see them blues? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, don't tell me they pulled over somebody on a wheelchair. Or, wow, somebody in the wheelchair just got, dang, y'all can't see this. Dude in the wheelchair just got pulled up. Wow, in the mask, they got water on the wheel. Wow, on the wheelchair, he went to the gas station to get water. What kind of, man, come the hell on, man. Now, I'm not gonna blame the person in the wheelchair because they gotta do what they gotta do to survive. Okay, but where's the loved one of this person to be like, yo, hold it down, I'll get it for you and bring it to you. Where is that person's loved one? Damn, that's a shame, man. Now, to the left, I just drove past I don't know if it's a retirement community or old folks home, whatever you want to call it. Maybe I'm pretty sure that's where he was coming from, but that's a damn shame, man. Dude in a motorized wheelchair with a mask and gloves on got to go to the gas station to get water. Now, I need to get some gas, too. My gas light's going to be coming on. Dude, oh, my goodness. You see this 7-Eleven? Yo, gas is $1.47 a gallon, yo. Y'all see that? $1.47 a gallon. Boy, I'm about to fill up for real. I'm about to fill up for real. All right, so let me touch back on these clients too. Because these clients, I'm telling you, man, I have a prediction that when we get back in full swing, the barbershop's gonna be busy, y'all. Have a feeling the barbershop's gonna be in high demand. I have an inkling that you're gonna make some good money that first month. I'm telling you guys, make your money. Don't have sympathy. It's all business at the end of the day. Get your money, guys. This is what I'm telling you. All right. Amen. I'm tired of the "Are you doing quarantine cuts" message. Hell yeah, the one bearded barber. Hell to the yeah. Liveliest thing I've seen was all the cops in my city riding around bicycles yesterday. Damn, you must live on the beach or something. John Major is asking, would you advise clients prepay for cuts now or have the money coming in when you reopen? That's a very good question, John Madrid. Now, if you're smart, you could do this. You could have people prepay their first three haircuts. That is if you're broke, okay? I wouldn't recommend doing this if you're not broke. But if you need the money, Corona cough, you could have your clients prepay for like the first three haircuts. Give them a gift card. That means you can have income come in guaranteed. It's almost like a no interest loan almost. But I mean, you're working for the money. You're gonna work for it. But this is something that you can do if you have clients that are down for you, you know, and if they're willing to do it, of course. You know, this is something that you can do. Little strategy to make it through, you know. Damn, gas in Orlando was $5.99 a gallon. Hell no. Yeah, Yeah, I'm about to get some of this Corona fuel.
It's Corona time.
Yeah, I'm about to get some of this stuff. Oh, I got the cop next to me. Watch this cop. Look. See the cop? I'm about to get him. Look. Boy, I'm getting him. I'm on his ass. Nah, but let's be serious. Before I get pulled over, I'm almost to the barber. Ooh, you know what? Before I even go to my barbershop, I'm gonna show you the other barbershop, cause we're right around the corner from one another. So I'm gonna show you guys the barber shop and the potential Dollar General that got looted. All right, here we are. Almost here. Ooh. All right, I can see the Dollar General. It looks to be intact. Maybe those reports were greatly exaggerated, because it looks intact, at least from here. I can see it from here. Of course, you guys can't see it. Watch, should I cut this dude off right here? Nah, let me not be that guy, okay? Let me not be that guy that caused an accident. Dude, don't y'all hate when people cause accidents during rush hour? I can't stand that shit. Just drive normal, man. Just get where you need to be. Don't cause an accident and then make traffic even more worse. All right, so the Dollar General's to the left right here. All right, so here we are. Ooh, I can see a window. I see a board on the window. Hold up, let me get a better angle for you guys. I'm gonna show you guys. Dang, I see they did try and loot the Dollar General. The hell are you looting the Dollar General for? All right, let me get a straight on view so you guys can see this. All right, so this is the Dollar General, all right? Look, they did try and loot it. You see that? You see that piece of wood up right there, guys? Y'all see that? Y'all see that? Dang, they did try and loot the Dollar General. Damn. Now, the good thing is, let me put this in reverse. They did not loot that Dollar Mart right there. That's like a little, like, locally owned, you know, small business dude. You know, I'm a little bit proud of the looters, okay? In a sense. They didn't go for the small man. They didn't go for the underdog. They took out the big giant. So, you know, kudos to the looters for that. You know, I'm not saying loot by any means, but hey. Good thing you didn't hit one of your local guys. But here's the thing. If you're going to loot, don't loot in your neighborhood. Go loot in like the rich area. Don't bring down your own community. All right, now here's the barbershop right here. They got teardrops. You see they got teardrops out here right now? Hold up. I'm gonna get a front view so you guys can see the barbershop. Hold up, let me see. This isn't my barbershop, by the way. This is the one that they were saying may have got looted, okay? Air quotes. Yeah, no one's looting that dry cleaners. They're like, y'all don't want your raggedy clothes. I'm surprised. Well, nah. See, the beauty salon's still intact. All right, so here's this barbershop, okay? Let me get up close. Everything looks to be normal. Nothing out of the ordinary. No windows broken. Nada. No pasa nada. Okay, so let's go to my barbershop, shall we? Let's see what's popping. So, reports were slightly exaggerated. I can see where they did try and loot the Dollar General. Just gonna be honest, I don't know why you're trying to loot a Dollar General. If you're gonna loot some good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna risk it, if you're gonna risk it all, like, go out with a bang. You know, this is why I don't understand criminals, man. This is why, I tell you, if you're gonna do a crime, especially if you're doing like stick-ups and all this stuff, do white-collar crime. If you're gonna do any crime, do white-collar crime. Because at least if you get sent up, you're gonna do cushy time. And you'll probably get out early. So stop doing all these hard crimes like selling drugs and robbing people, killing people. That's stupid. You can make way more money doing white collar crime than messing around with that other stuff. And you get a little cushy sentence. All right, so I'm taking a little back way. Like sometimes I'll take this way to come into work instead of taking the street because I don't want to hop back on the street. Yeah, so bear with me. Gotta roll through the bank. Well, I'm not going to the bank, I'm just passing through. All right, let's see what this guy does. Let's see the decisions he makes. All right. And by the way, guys, people drive dumb as hell here in Texas. Not sure if you guys knew this, but people drive dumb as hell in Texas. Okay, so banks are open, okay? Looks like there's a homeless guy over there. Looks like Wingstop and Subway are still open. Metro PCS, Boost Mobile are still open. Don't know why, to be honest with you. All right, this is my barbershop. It looks intact. Hey guys, nail shop's closed, of course. We're closed, of course. But I'm gonna come in here. I'm gonna grab some stuff, all right? What should I grab? This is the ultimate question, okay? What should I grab? Should I take it all? Should I leave a bunch of stuff, okay? Let me see. Okay. Uh-oh. Actually, yeah. Let me go inside here real quick. Woo, it's cold. This temperature dropped quick. All right, so here we go. Ding, ding. Okay. I'm in the building, okay? I'm gonna get some stuff, all right? I bet the owner, his alarm probably went off because the cameras have motion sensors. So his thing's probably like, what the hell? Somebody's in the barbershop? Oh, by the way, guys, let me show you guys some of the decorating that I've done. Take everything. All right, so look, you see everything? I put some stuff up here. Boom, 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 boom. Like, you know, I put the stuff up top there. Then I put some of the stuff up bottom there. I put up a barber pole, guys. So this is the suite, okay? This is the suite. Chair, you know, station. I'm thinking about taking the ring light. Actually, let me take my mask. I'm going to take my mask. I didn't even bring my mask home because I actually have mask at home. But I only came here really to grab the mask and grab this charger because I've noticed I've been doing YouTube videos, my phone's been dying, and this charger is really good because it's long. I don't know what else I need to grab. You guys are saying take everything. I don't know. I have a little case. You know what? I'm gonna fill up my case with some stuff and take it. So I will take you guys' advice there. So let me go back to the car. I don't know, guys. Let me see. Maybe, just maybe. Let me see. I have my masters charging. They've been charging forever. These need to charge, actually. Yep, see? Yeah, I'll probably, you know what I'll do? I'll take my Supras. I'll take a shaver. I'll take these. And I'll take these. So I'll take these four clippers here. See what else I might need. Maybe I need some scissors. Maybe I'll take some scissors. Wow, so the owner, he just sent a text to me while I'm on this live. He was saying something about May 20th is when he's thinking the barbershop might open again. May 20th. Jeez, that's a long time. Now, I hope that's not true, guys, for my sake. This is canless air, guys, by the way. So instead of like having to have canned air, you can have canless air. It's rechargeable and all that. It's pretty strong too. But I hope that's not the case that, oh wow, I got another just random pair of Envies. Let me swap out the Envies. Boom. All right, so I'm gonna grab this and let's skedaddle. I'm gonna put these expensive scissors in here. You know, I'm gonna do exactly what I'm not supposed to. Let me grab a fade brush and I'll grab a comb. What the hell? Where the hell did this comb come from? Whoops. See, he's over here texting me. I gotta respond back. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm back. So I think I've got everything I need on it. I'll take one of these. What else you guys think I need? I don't think I need anything else. I have neck strips at home, I think. Ooh, you know what? That's what I meant to take. I'm glad. I'm gonna bring my gloves home. Yes, bring my gloves home. Actually, you know what? Let me bring a cape home. Ooh, I got lollipops and everything in here. I think that's it, guys. Ooh, know what? That is not it. I need to grab my wall half guard. That's essential. Ooh, do I have all my blades? Because you see, I have my set of blades right here, my guards, all that. But I also have an extra set of blades. So, this is my house call kit. So, if I need to do house calls, I use this kit. Yeah, that's fine, yeah. These blades will work, so good. These have the ceramic cutting blades on them, as you can see, and these don't. By the way, this is a Vincent Yanaka case. Guys, I love this thing. It's perfect for doing house calls and things like that because it's not big at all. I think that's it. That's all I'm gonna take. Oh yeah, there's a little cash right here. It's a little cash. Actually, I'll probably just leave that. I'll take some gum. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna take a bunch of this gum. I'll leave the cash. The cash. I don't need that. That little tiny amount of cash is irrelevant right now. Let's see. You know what? I'm gonna take some of these filters for my mask. It's muy importante. Jeez. I don't think I need anything else. Just give it to me. Hey, watch. I got a video coming. I got something coming in the mail today. I ordered something from Amazon. You gonna like this one. You're gonna be like, give me some of that. I'm like, all right. Let me take always keep this money in here. I never take this money home, guys, obviously. This is change. I never take this money home. I always leave this money here. Take the valuables. Yeah, I think I got all the valuable stuff. I'll leave the masters, to be honest with you guys. I'm gonna leave the masters. Or maybe, I'm gonna leave the masters. Maybe I'll stash them, right? Let's stash them. Let's put them down here. Hey, guys, don't tell anyone. Hey, let me stash the masters down here. All right. So cool. That's it, guys. All right. I got everything. I'm about to load up and get the hell up out of here. All right. That is it. Maybe I'll do some cutting. What? it's cold out here, y'all. He said, what'd you say? Take what? Take your barbicide to disinfect at home. I think I have barbicide at home. If not, I have other things to disinfect. So I'm gonna take my mask home. This is what I really came here for, the mask and this charger. Big Al and Lisa, what's up, y'all? I'm here at the barbershop. You know, I got a full book of people to cut today. I don't give a damn what they say. I don't give a damn about the governor. I'm ignoring everyone's advice. No, I'm just joking. I'm just came here to grab some stuff. And I'm taking my candied ass back home. Sorry if I haven't been paying attention to the chat too much. Of course, this is just a smash job. In and out. Okay. Dang, I just dropped my microphone. You guys could probably hear an audio difference right there. That is because I dropped my microphone. Dang. Where'd it go? There it is. Ugh. There it is. This is the microphone I use on my phone. It's a little shotgun mic that I use. I'm about to put it on. Not sure if you guys can hear a difference. Man, it's cold as hell outside. I swear, it feels like it's in the low 50s right now. This is just crazy. All right, so here's the tools I'm leaving, guys. Slim lines. Ooh, should I bring a razor home? Yeah, I'll bring a couple blades with me. Yeah, let me do that. Bring a couple blades home. Let me bring home my Feather Artist Club. This thing's expensive, guys. This thing's like 200 bucks or something. It's like ridiculous. All right, that's it. No mas. Finito. Oi, there we go. Everything else, boom, boom. Doing those home Corona cuts. Yeah, man, I gotta give my son a Corona cut. So now I'm done. Look, this is one of the barbers. Look, he looked like he just came straight out of the bed.
Damn right.
He just came straight out of the bed. You have your key, right? Okay. That's right on time.
Like. Yeah, I know. I seen you pull up.
what were you doing?
I was down there talking to you.
Oh, that's funny. Look, he's taking this thing. He's like, I'm getting this out of display. Yeah, see, this is the shop owner. This is where his is. He ain't got shit that's valuable. So,
no.
His stuff's cheap. Look, let me show you his station. This is what he has. Oh, wow, he took his stuff.
He took everything. Dang. I don't know about everybody, but me, I'm taking my stuff.
Dang.
I ain't got time people come by talking about, hey, man, look at TV. That TV look nice.
Yeah, I know, right? The TV's probably worth $30, $20.
It's not even worth nothing. It's an Amazon.
Yeah. But cool, man. Stay safe, though. All right, so I'm about to head back. No more games, guys. Let's put the kids to bed, okay? So that was kind of funny. He saw me pulling up. It's kind of weird. We were both around here at the same time. So he's gonna lock up the shop. Social distance. Because I'm almost on E. I'm going to fill up with these crackhead prices. You can't turn down $1.47 a gallon. I will not be foolish enough to do that. So I've got everything I need. I'm good, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this little journey that... Jason, somebody said you should not have showed me where you hide those. Joe is saying, dang, Joe, you said you spent $300 on gear for school and didn't even get get the Babeless FX. Bro, take your tools home. Yeah, I got what I need. I got what I need, guys. Oh, yeah, you guys can probably see that gas. Can y'all see that gas price right there? Can y'all see that? $149. We saw at the other one, at the other 7-Eleven, it was $147. Either way, crackhead prices. These prices are bringing me back all the way to, like, 2004. I remember when gas prices were like this back in 2004, 2005. Man, I'm about to get me some of this while the getting's good. Bad part is, it's not like I have anywhere to drive, so. But I'm headed back home. Mission complete. Corona free. Yeah, man, I remember 99 cent gas when it was like 114 a gallon. You know, you could fill up your gas tank with 20 bucks, 15 bucks. I remember those days, man. You cruise the city all night long for $5, $10. You cruise the strip for 10 bucks. Nowadays, man, you gotta think about it. You gotta be like, hey, you putting in on this? So it's crazy right now, man, because I'm like, you got to really be mindful, man. Like, people can't just be getting free rides. It's cash or ass, man. You got to give me cash or ass. We can't do this for free. I'm curious, guys, for those of you that are still in the chat, how many of you guys actually took all of your stuff home? Obviously, I'm well behind. I didn't take a damn thing home. I mean, anything that's valuable. I honestly thought I was only going to be gone for a couple weeks. But, I don't know. You know, Jason, I don't know. You know what, Jason? I'm gonna hit you up privately once we get done, because my barbershop owner, he just texted some stuff here. He was saying, he just said that something about May something. I don't know if that pertains to us as barbers, but I hope that is not the case, man, because I want to get back to work. Look, sitting my ass at home, collecting unemployment. Look, I don't know how broke motherfuckers do this. How do broke people sit their ass at home and just collect unemployment? How the hell do people do this, man? I can't do it. Like, this is hard. Like, yeah, it's free money. Like, oh, but I cannot sit home and just collect unemployment, scamming the government. That man, you gotta be a worthless piece of shit to just sit down at home and collect unemployment during normal times. Like, right now it's different. But those people that scam the government, finessing and all that stuff, that, man, it's not even worth the money, in my opinion. It is not worth the money, in my opinion. So look, this gas station right here to the right, $159. This 7-Eleven to the left, $147 a gallon. So a little bit cheaper than the other 7-Eleven. I'm happy I got what I needed from the barbershop. I'm happy I got what I needed. You know, I'm not gonna have to come back up here unless, whatever. Jason, you can get unemployment, potentially. Depends on the state, but you can file for unemployment. Typically, self-employed people cannot file for unemployment, but in the stimulus package number 3, they waived that criteria of people having to be self-employed to collect unemployment. And also, oh damn, my gas light's on. So I'm gonna end this when I go get gas. But also, there's also a criteria in normal circumstances with unemployment that you have to actively be looking for a job. They also waived that criteria in stimulus bill number 3. So apply for unemployment. You can't do any wrong by applying. You can only help yourself. Let me try and plug in my phone. And also, another little tidbit on unemployment. Typically, you know, you get paid by the state, right? And the state will dictate if you can get it or not. Oh, damn, 144? I am in here. Damn, I'm pulling all the way in. 144 a gallon? Got him. Oh, shit, I'm about to have an accident. D.L. Chapman, watching from the sip. Watching from the sip. All right, so... Let me give you guys a clearer view. There you go. All right, so back to unemployment. So the cool thing about this is not only will you get, if you are able, if they're willing, if they're going to give you unemployment, not only will you get unemployment for your state, you will also get unemployment federally. So you will get two paychecks. So you'll get, federally, you will get $600 if they give it to you. And then, of course, your state, let's say they give you $400. So that means you're going to get $1,000 a week if you are eligible or if they, whatever, you know, self-employed people, unemployment. So win-win. You cannot lose. Well, you can lose because they can deny you. But it doesn't hurt to apply. You know, I just laid it out for you guys. Get your ass on your state's unemployment website. I'm not even sure what it is for some of you guys. But get on there and do your thing. Now, look, question. Before I hop out this car and get this gas, do you guys want me to still go live until I go home or end the live stream? And, yeah. I'm going to leave this up to you guys because I have to get gas. I mean, I can make it home on this amount of gas. The light is on. But let me know in the comments below. If not, I'm going to end this live stream. Big Allen Lisa says, yep, it's May 1st, but I bet they'll change it to June 1st, my birthday. Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised, right? The way things are going right now, I would not be surprised if they bump this damn thing up to June or something. It just is what it is. Texas doesn't have state tax, so they may not have employment for self-employed or unemployment for self-employed. We'll see, man. We'll see. We will see, Jason. It's tricky. We'll definitely see. Now, all right. So when I get gas, should I go raw dog with pumping the gas, or should I strap up? should I go like this, or should I go OJ? Which one should I do? Should I take a walk on the wild side? Dawn is saying strap up. Who else thinks I should strap up? Huh? Who thinks I should strap up? Whoa, who was that? That was my credit card. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. The glove don't fit. Y'all say gloves, okay. Let me be a smart husband, father, provider. All right, so I'm gonna use the gloves. All right, so here I'm gonna take you guys on the wild side, right? I'm gonna have you guys take a little trip with me. Shoot, if I'm gonna be cold, you guys are gonna be cold too. Oh, look, somebody left their hand sanitizer. I could probably get like $50 for this on eBay. Damn, it's empty. All right, let me stay focused. You say, I've never been so bored at home. I heard that, man. All right, let me enter my PIN. Okay. Authorizing. Okay. Let's be safe. All right. You see, I'm strapped up. Okay. Look, I'm gonna press it with this. Easy exchange, right? Easy exchange. Uh-oh. Come on. There we go. Easy exchange. All right, so for those of you that live in whatever state you live in, my gas tank is practically on E. The gas light was on. How much do you think it would take to fill up my tank? Now, the gas price when I pulled in here was $1.44. What do you think it will take to fill up this tank? Let me know. Now, of course, they don't have hand sanitizer here, so I guess it's a good thing I strapped up. I guess it's a good thing. I listened to you guys. Thank you for being responsible for me. $27, DL Chapman. Hey. I'm gonna be an auctioneer. Can I get a 28, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29, It was pretty much empty, okay? D.O. Chapman says $27. Any other takers? Yo, guys, I'm back. Back and better than ever, all right? So, my phone died, okay? My phone died because when I unplugged it, it was 3% left on the battery. It is what it is. Now, for those of you that are curious, if you want to know if you were the winner in the Guess My Gas Fill-Up Amount sweepstakes, and let's do a little recap for everyone who, and it's not too late to get in on this, okay? All right, so the question was, how much money will it take for me to fill up my gas tank from empty to full at $1.44 a gallon, okay? D.L. Chapman said $27. Don Patterson said $30. J Beats and Waves also says $30. And Joe says $29.41. Like he knows what it is. Like he has some insider trading knowledge. Okay? Like he knows. Okay? It's not too late for you guys to get in on this. In the comments below, hurry up, because I'm about to tell you here in about 30 seconds. Steve Sutcliffe is saying 36 and 43. Now, remember, the question is, how much money will it take for me to fill up my car from empty to full at a $1.44 price tag per gallon? Now, okay, so we got one last person coming in last minute. The Chicky Lala, she's saying $18. Now, here's the answer, guys. Nobody was correct. Some of you were way off. Steve Sutcliffe with $43 and all that. It cost me $26.04 to fill up from E at $1.44 a gallon. Now look, I couldn't turn that price tag down. Did y'all see how these crackhead prices were? It was at $1.49, $1.47. When I saw $1.44, I was like, I am in there. I was like, I'm in there, okay? Now I'm almost home, guys. As you see, it's a little bit foggy. It's cold out here. Oh, wow. Yeah, that does make sense. The temperature thing says 47 degrees. That makes total sense, because it does feel like 47 degrees. And I'm wearing a t-shirt and flip-flops, okay? So just imagine that. I'm wearing a t-shirt and flip-flops. So I need to take my ass home. I'm gonna give myself coronavirus. I'm not gonna contract it. Oh, I was about to say, oh, hell no. Oh, okay, so this one is 144 a gallon. Oh no, 147 a gallon, and 141 if you pay with cash. Damn, gas is cheap. Yo, what's the gas prices in your area, guys? I'm curious. That's crazy. 141 a gallon if you got cash. Cash in the air, boy. All right, so I'm about to get home, guys. Look, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm going to come back with some more live streams. I'm going to talk about some finances and stuff, things like this, help you guys level up. It's been your man, I Do It, signing out. And, yeah, I'll holla.